Lykke. Maz and Lykke waking you up. New way to wake up in 2022. Well, if you've been confused trying to read some of Britney's posts, thinking they're ramblings, I don't blame you because you're not from the deep south.
That's exactly right. And I saw this story of this lovely lady, Kimberly, who has given herself the role of being Britney Spears' southern translator for her Instagram captions. And Kimberly joins us on the show. I applaud you. Welcome.
Oh, hi.
Now, Kimberly, you're from the deep south, and you explain in your videos that people are misinterpreting what Britney Spears is saying on her Instagram because they're not hearing it or reading it as a southern person would. And you have given yourself the task of translating that for everybody, which I really appreciate.
You're welcome, I guess. I definitely just went out there and did that because I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw one of her posts just like I normally do any other day. And somebody's commented and said, why is everybody acting like she makes sense? And I said, I commented back and I was like, this makes sense to me. You know, like, I don't understand why they're not making sense of it. So I said it out loud to myself and then I said it to my husband and he was like, well, she sounds like she's mad at her sister. And I was like, yeah. And he said, well, make a video about it. And that's what I did.
It's brilliant because what you explain, and you do it really well in the video, is when you are reading Britney's captions as you read them as a person from the South.
Right. I mean, a lot of people from the South, we all have the Southern slang, just like, you know, all different dialects have different types of slang. And, you know, when we talk, we tend to talk in a certain way. And I just felt like I resonated with what she had to say. And a lot of Southerners also said, hey, I understood it just fine. I don't know why anybody needs a translation. And so, you know, but a lot of people like that are not from there. They tend to not understand what she's saying because it's just the way that we speak.
Yeah. Well, I'll be the first one to put my hand up and reading Britney's notes, just think, oh God, I mean, she lost the plot, the ramblings of a madman. And then the translator comes along. I think we've got a bit of an audio package here.
A lot of people are concerned about the way that she's writing things, saying that she's not writing them in a way that sounds normal or whatever. And she uses lots of dots. And Britney Spears is from Louisiana. And if you're from the South, like me, I'm from Alabama. You can read this in a way that's being said in a Southern way. Yeah,
through the Alabama slammer filter. And all of a sudden it makes sense.
I guess.
Do you know if Britney is across this? Have her people, or it's her now because she doesn't have a conservatorship, has she reached out to you at all? Do you know if she's seen the translations?
I have no idea. I haven't had anybody contact me or tell me that she's seen them at all. In fact, people tag her all the time, but like I said, honestly, I don't have any expectations of her even acknowledging my existence. So, cause I mean, it's Britney Spears, you know? So I don't really have any, I don't have any expectations for that, but if she did, that would be completely awesome. I would be so down to have a conversation with her, but I don't have any expectations.
The thing that I love about this whole conversation, Kimberly, is that Instagram, like, I feel like it's a very visual medium, you know, people posting lots of videos. If you go through Britney's Instagram, all very, very visual, lots of bikini shots these days. She's looking fantastic, exercise regimes, lots of outfits. She wears swimwear. And we are really getting into the nitty gritty of the words and the captioning on Instagram. And that's got its own life, which I find super interesting.
Yeah, I definitely agree. She's living her best life and I'm so proud of her and what she's come through like in her life. And for the fact that the past, 13 years, I believe that she hasn't been able to express herself or be who she truly is. And now she has the opportunity to do that. She's doing a lot of catching up. So,
well, she has done a lot of catching up. It's been a big year for Britney. Big year for you too, Kimberly. Question without notice. Favorite Britney song?
Favorite Britney song is Toxic, no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Would have picked you as more of an autumn goodbye kind of gal. That's my one. That's on the B of Oops, I Did It Again.
Is that your favourite?
It's going
Britney
way
song,
back to Lakey. 97. So, you know, I'm a super fan as well. I make no secret of that. So, great speaking to you. Great to get it cleared up. And what's the Instagram that everyone can follow you and get these deciphered videos?
It's at Kimberly Thomas, Thamus. And same on TikTok. It's the same username.
Here we go. Get ready for another 10 follows.
Keep us posted on what is really going on with Britney.
Thank you. I definitely will.
Well, that's a wrap for Maz and Lakey. Bye. start, you can catch any moment from the show anytime you like. Download our free listener app, then search for Maz and Lakey. Follow us and you get anything you missed and exclusive behind-the-scenes content.